This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
Hello, I am Anna Sass-Morrison with Transformation Through Conversations, your place for leadership development, strategic planning, and business coaching. We transform your organization through you. Contact us at www.transformationthroughconversations.com. We look forward to serving you.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's, and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones. Because with us, you're family.
Happy New Year. And once again, welcome to Community Roundup, one of our first shows in 2025. So glad to be with you this evening. And we have some very special guests with us, Tiffany Salas and her daughter, Sydney. They've been with us in the past, talked about Sydney's medical condition. But today we're going to talk about an incredibly interesting subject matter, the Florida Cinderella pageant that Tiffany and Cindy have a hand in putting together. And we're really excited to hear from both of them about the Florida Cinderella pageant. So Tiffany and Sydney, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So, Tiffany, we're going to hear a lot from Sydney, but why don't you tell us a little bit about the Florida Cinderella pageant? What were your thoughts in getting it started?
Okay. So, Florida Cinderella has been around, and my mom found out about it and thought it would be a really great experience for us to get Sydney involved in, because she like at a very, very, very young age, we're talking about 2 years old, Sydney kind of already wanted to be a singer. So it was just another way for her to get on stage. And then we learned even more about how Cinderella is very good at being a scholarship pageant and what it gives back to the girls, and how it also really teaches them interview skills and how to walk with poise and just makes them an overall rounded person.
So it really empowers young girls. And we know in this day and age how important that is for young women to be inspired and have role models and strive to do better. I remember in one of our earlier conversations, Tiffany, you said there's a difference between the beauty pageants of the past and the Cinderella pageant. What did you mean by that?
So this pageant focuses on a scholarship pageant. And also this one, there's no swimsuit. There's no glitz. It's a natural pageant. What's really important about this pageant is that it gets the girls to, you know, be on stage and express themselves, whether it's through dance or singing, because you do have to have a talent. It's for ages 0 to 29, but at the age of 7, you do have to have a talent. And then also, like I said, you don't have to wear a swimsuit. So, we really got away from those types of pageants.
Yeah, and I remember the pageants. I used to watch them when I was much younger. And, I think in some ways they were good, but in some ways they did send a message of that wasn't so positive at the end of the day. So I'm glad that you're taking a different approach to this. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you hope Sydney can gain from her involvement with the pageant?
She's really gained so much already. She's really gained the confidence. I believe, as you guys will hear in just a little bit, how well-spoken she is. She carries herself very well. She can be in a room with complete strangers and be able to talk to anybody in that room and really share her story. And also just get up on stage and perform. She recently just performed with a group of 42 kids to open up for the Rockettes. And she didn't know any of the kids, but got up there with the kids and performed. So she's really shines, and this is her place to shine. And also it's really great that she's, she's made a lot of really good friends, which we call our Cindy sisters. And she's even going to be in one of their weddings this weekend. So it's really, like lifelong friends that you meet as well.
That's wonderful. We're going to hear from Cindy in just a minute, but tell the listeners about the sort of sacrifices that you have to make to support Sydney in these passions, in this journey.
So she puts a lot of hard work and dedication, especially even at a younger age when she was, only 6 years old and doing this. We would spend time practicing, especially now she's always practicing for what song she's going to be performing. And it starts, as soon as the year kind of ends, we're thinking about what song we're going to be picking. And then, she's always practicing. So she knows my philosophy is practice, practice, practice. So it's just hard work and dedication that goes into it. And then as her mom, we also have to figure out, what dresses she's going to wear. I'll be honest, it takes a lot of work from the whole family. So we have involvement from her grandparents and her father as well. So, she gets a lot of support. So we're very happy and grateful for that.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a great experience. And Sydney, let's hear from you. You're the rock star. And it sounds like your mom and your family are so supportive. And that's really, really special. But what do you enjoy most about participating in the pageants?
Honestly, I love being able to meet these girls because in regular pageants, they're always so fake. But I've been growing up in the Cinderella program. And honestly, they're just such genuine people who just want to talk to you and want to find out more about you. And I know whenever I compete in them, I always make so many new friends because they are just such nice people and they really know how to carry a conversation. And so I really love the community and the people that you are surrounded with by them.
Oh, wow, Sydney, that was impressive. You are very well spoken. And wow, this is absolutely, absolutely. So how do you prepare yourself mentally and emotionally for a competition? I imagine it's a little bit stressful.
It's a little bit stressful, but I've been growing up on the stage, so it's real. I'm just so used to it. But usually, because there's a talent portion in Cinderella, I love to listen to my song because each year my song gets better and better, and I love it even more each year. So whatever song I pick, I love to listen to that because it really just helps me calm down. And also just remembering that the judges are going to love me either way. Like, even if I mess up, I still know by myself that I did the best that I could and that I'm always going to try my best.
Right. That is a great, great attitude. So is singing the best talent or skill that you have that you're most excited to showcase in the pageant?
Yes, I love singing. That's my talent every year. It's really my passion. And I love being able to go on that stage and be able to sing and share my talent.
So how do you say poised and confident? you know, I understand there's stress, but how do you stay above that? How do you make yourself perform at a higher level?
I stay focused. I definitely take some deep breaths before I go on the stage. It can be a little nerve-wracking sometimes, but honestly, like I said, I've really grown up on especially like the Florida Cinderella stage. I've been on it since I was 5 years old, so I really feel comfortable up there, and that's really one of my safe spaces. And I always practice a lot too.
Now, I know the pageant, your mom said it was for ages 0 to 29. So what's the age group that you compete in?
I compete in the Miss division, so that's from 10 to 12-year-olds. And then there's more there's five categories.
So are there different competitions, or do you all compete in the same pageant and all of you all are on stage? How does that work?
So each division competes at their own time, but it's the same thing. So the tots are the youngest, and they don't have a talent, but they still do party wear, casual wear, and interview. And then instead of talent, they have an on-stage question thing where they ask these cute little questions, and the tots are always so adorable. But when you move up to Mini Miss, you finally get to have a talent, and that's when you're 7. And from there, you get to have a talent and you get to do party wear, casual wear, and interview.
Wow, that's great. So I'm sure there might be some young women listening to the podcast, some young girls who may lack a little self-confidence and be a little unsure of themselves. So what would be your message to these girls to inspire them to, you know, be greater or even participate in these pageants?
Honestly, like, for most girls, people might not be interested in it. And once I like when I'm talking about it, people really do get interested, because honestly, it's more than just like being judged on and being like critiqued and stuff. But it's really just being able to have the confidence, and it helps me so much throughout life. I've used it so much, and I've said to myself that, oh my gosh, Cindy, you're so mature. I can't believe that you're only 12 years old. And it's really just because of my pageants. And I really think that if a girl who lacks self-confidence and they join the Cinderella program, it would help them so much with their talking and their self-confidence.
Yeah, I think these sorts of programs, public speaking, pageants are great to help bolster a young person's confidence, get him or her comfortable with being in front of people, engaging people. And I think that pays dividends in the long run when you want to, you know, you leave high school, go to college, or even enter the workforce. These are all skills that you can use later on.
That is correct. Actually, a lot of girls that come from Cinderella actually are the top tier for interviewing, and they can pretty much land any job. So that's something that we've been told a lot with the Cinderella. And I would highly recommend that if we have any little girls out there, or even older girls, but if they love to dance, sing, musical theater, and really perform, that, you know, this is the place for them. And you don't have to have any experience. Like I said, as you are a little bit older, once you are 7, you do have to have, like, say, like a little bit of dance, or be able to sing or have some type of talent. But as far as any type of pageant experience, you do not need to have any. We're having even our first pageant our first pageant of the year on January 26th right here in Pompano Beach at the Pompano Beach Air Park. And you can find us on like floridacinderellapageant.com. And that will have all the information. But we actually have pageants. These are called preliminary pageants throughout the state of Florida. And then in May, we'll have a state pageant. And then the winner of the state pageant goes on to an international level. So there's a lot of different levels as well for the girls.
Oh, wow. So they can win or do well in a one of these Cinderella pageants and then graduate to a pageant on a larger level, an international level?
That is correct. So for the past a couple of years, we've been flying to Texas to compete on that international level.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have girls from all different states that come and really get together. And it's a really big community, and it just keeps growing and growing. And we're really hoping to grow more in this Florida community. And let you guys know too, that Sydney actually won as a tot. So in 2017, she was the Florida title holder for her age division for a tot. And then in 2020, she was the title holder for Miniature Miss. And right now she's currently holding the title for Miss.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. So it's almost like in boxing, you can hold several belts at the same time. So Sydney could hold several championships or win or wins at the same time.
So each year you had to give your title up. So in 2017, I was crowned as the Florida Cinderella top, but then I gave up my title in 2018. And so you can only compete in that division one time. So I can only win as a top once. So each year I got a new title.
Okay. I understand. So Sydney, you're 12 years old. I know you haven't mapped out. I know you've thought about your future and, you know, what the next 5 to 10 years are probably going to look like. You're going to compete in more Cinderella pageants. You're going to start, I guess, high school at some point. But what are your plans? Where do you hope to go with after the Cinderella pageants or, you know, as you grow older, become more mature? What are your life goals?
So honestly, I really would love to compete in Miss America or Miss America's Teen. It's always been one of my dreams, and seeing people get crowned each year, especially in the Miss America community, it's honestly so amazing. And it's one of my dreams to be a part of the Miss America and Miss America's Teen.
Now, does your Cinderella pageant have any affiliation with the, even with those pageants? Is there a process?
So a lot of the girls who they've grown up in Cinderella and they move on to Miss America's Teen. I know the first runner up from Miss America's Teen was from Cinderella, and one of the girls in top five is also from Cinderella. So there's a bunch of Cindy girls who have competed in Cinderella and now are either in Miss America's Teen or in Miss America.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. Now, you mentioned you were with the Rockettes. That was in New York City. You performed with the Rockettes in New York City?
Yes, I got to work with Spotlight Kids, and we got to be in the opening show for the Rockettes. Like, before the show of the Rockettes, we got to sing two songs. We got to sing mm-hmm. We Need a Little Christmas and Jingle Bells. And it was so amazing. And it was such a great experience because I got to see backstage a little bit of the Rockettes on the Radio City Hall stage. And just being on that big, huge stage is so exhilarating. And I really would want to go again one day.
Well, going to see the Rockettes is on my bucket list. So you beat me to the punch. Was their show impressive? What did you think about it?
Yes, I actually, this past time that I performed, this was my second time seeing it. I didn't remember the first time, but now it's still as magical as before. And it was so cool to see how perfect they are with their timing and everything.
Absolutely. So Tiffany, why don't you share that website again for our listeners? And is there a way people can reach out to you, parents that might be interested in having their kids participate? Maybe they might seek you out for guidance. How might they reach you?
Okay, we have the website, which is floridacinderella.com. That's where you're going to find out even more information about Cinderella. You're going to find out where we're also going to be having more of our preliminary pageants. And if they can contact me directly, me and my mom, we really love to help, especially new people, and really guide them so that they can really have their daughter put their best foot forward. And I just want to remind everybody, we're really looking even for like beginners. You do not need to have any experience. But yeah, if they want to call me, at my cell number is 954-643-0906. I'd be more than happy to really guide them in the right direction and really see how we can help them.
Now, I imagine there's a financial contribution, a portion to all of this. What would you say to a parent about that? And what if, you know, are there any programs that might help them financially? How would they go about accessing that?
Well, I know there are some girls. We do see some fundraisers out there. They also do like some sponsorships from different companies. So that's each dependent on the girl and how they want to go about doing that. But that's something that, of course, I can share with them as well. Just a reminder, it's for ages all the way from baby up to 29. So we're looking for a wide variety of age groups here.
Now, for the older women that participate in this, and I know their mindset is obviously different from Sydney's. They're a little bit older. But what are their goals? So if someone's a little older in her 20s, what would be her mindset about participating in the pageant?
Well, let's just say you have a 20-year-old that loves to dance and be on stage, and maybe they're no longer, you know, they're not in high school anymore, or maybe they're participating in college. This is just another place for them to perform on stage. Also, you know, this is a great way for them to improve on any type of interview skills that they have. And just really gaining more of that confidence as they go through life and building those long lasting friendships. What I've seen with a lot of these girls, because we also know a lot of girls too from that have participated in Miss Florida. So those girls are a little bit older. And I truly love that these girls will cheer each other on, even though they're competing against each other. The girl right next to them is the competition. They will still let them, you know, borrow their curling iron or, you know, help them out in any which way and really just cheer them on as the competition continues to go on. And as some of the girls get eliminated, they're just there to give them that hug and support them in many different ways.
My IT guy just told me that Miss Florida 2024 is actually from Broward County and St. Thomas High School. I don't know. You think she participated in some of these Cinderella pageants? Do you guys know who this person is?
I wouldn't be surprised. Actually, my daughter has also been, I believe it's called like a Sunshine Princess or Sunshine Sister for Miss Florida for the girls that are not able to compete yet. So for the girls that are competing, they'll have like a little girl that they kind of like mentor. So like last year, Miss Brower was my daughter's mentor. So a lot of these girls have really gone through the Florida Cinderella pageants and then have grown to then continue on to go to Miss Florida and then go on to go to Miss America.
So it's a pipeline. It grooms them for pageants at a higher level. That's great.
Exactly. Yeah.
So if there were a company or private enterprise that was looking to provide scholarships or grants or funding to sponsor young ladies, but they contact you, or is there another process for that?
I've already given my number, so they can definitely contact me. It would be in my state director as well that would be getting involved, but I can definitely be the person that can connect them. And yes, we are always looking for anybody that would want to, donate funds, give a grant, somebody that would love to see these girls win a scholarship. It can really help and change their lives.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Do you have a lot of private businesses that provide sponsorships or support these young ladies?
I know we have, but I feel like we don't have enough. And that's one of the reasons that we're here to really get Cinderella to grow. We have a really great state director, Miss Roberta. You know, she cares so much about these girls and about Florida Cinderella. So we're all just, you know, trying to make this so much bigger and just better for the girls and really help them grow with their life experiences and really set them up for life.
Now, does it involve a lot of travel when you compete in these pageants? So are parents driving their kids here and there to participate?
So it all depends on if they win or not. So, for instance, if someone comes to, you know, the preliminary pageant and then they win, then they would go to states, which would be in Orlando in May. And then the next travel would be internationals in Texas. So, but now if let's just say that person, you know, didn't win the prelim or they wanted to get extra practice, you know, there's going to be in like another pageant that's going to be like, say, in Orlando or in different parts of Florida.
I remember watching Miss America pageants as a young person, and the winners would sometimes receive scholarships, 4-year scholarships for college. I mean, there was always an educational component to that. And I think that's really important for these young girls. Cause I mean, you can compete and you can get a free education out of it. What do you think about that?
Yes, that's what we're hoping for young Sydney to get something like that as well. But I think it's so important that no matter what, that these girls, especially at the international level, that they're walking away with some type of scholarship for the winner. So it's just really great to see what Cinderella can do for these girls.
All right. Well, we have just a few more minutes left in the show. Please share your website and your contact information again for our listeners, Tiffany.
Oh, sure. So the website again is floridacinderella.com. We do have social media, which would be Florida Cinderella. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, which you can either, you know, reach out those ways. And of course, you can always give me a call. My number is 954-643-0906. And really happy to answer any questions and, you know, get anybody into the Cinderella pageants.
So, Sydney, why don't you close us out? Just share some words of wisdom for any young girl who might be listening and give her some guidance about how Cinderella, Cinderella pageants can help her in her life.
Well, joining this Cinderella program is just such a great way to start your self-confidence, like I've already said before. And on, like, if you really get into the community, really practice is key. I know it sounds kind of cheesy, but it's really what works. And that's all I do when it's pageant season. And I practice to be the best that I can be. So if another girl joins, I just want them to really follow their dreams, whatever, if their talent is their dream or just really having self-confidence. I know that might be a small dream, but it's a really good dream. And honestly, Cinderella can help with a lot.
Well, Tiffany Salas and Sydney, thank you so much for joining us. And this ends our show, our community roundup. Hopefully you guys will stay tuned and we'll talk to you very soon.
Great. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
This podcast was powered by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese. And the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese, that's spelled DavidNReece at email.com. See you next time.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.